I'm Marco Werman, and this is The World. The Justice Department said today it's committed to trying terrorism suspects in civilian courts. That's after the first Guantanamo detainee to be tried in federal court was cleared yesterday of all but one of the 285 charges against him. Critics in the U.S. say that demonstrates the Obama policy to move suspects into civilian courts doesn't work. But some observers in other parts of the world are welcoming the verdict and the policy. The World's Laura Lynch reports.
Ahmed Gilani was accused of involvement in the plot to bomb two U.S. embassies in Kenya and Tanzania in 1998. 224 people died in the attacks, including Ramadan Mahundi. Today, Mahundi's brother Haroon greeted the verdict with relief.
I'm happy that at least he has been found guilty. The question of how many years he is going to be imprisoned has no weight on me. It is satisfying me that the person has been found guilty.
It's also satisfying to some of the estimated 4,000 people injured in the embassy bombings. Douglas Sidalo lost his sight in the blast in Nairobi. Sidalo says after 12 years, he's happy with the verdict and with the American president's efforts to finally get a trial underway.
I want to thank the President Barack Obama for considering to get these people out of Guantanamo Bay. These people having been in Guantanamo Bay for so many years, I believe that the ruling made by the judge was the best under the circumstances.
Critics of President Obama say yesterday's verdict was a blow to his policy of moving terror suspects into the civilian judicial system. Some say it shows that Guantanamo detainees must be tried in military courts. But the British government's independent reviewer of terrorist legislation, Lord Alex Carlisle, says the Obama policy is the right one.
This is a decision that demonstrates civilized criminal justice values to which we in the United Kingdom hold dear, and which I hope our friends in America hold dear. They're derived from common and shared tradition.
Carlisle blames former President George W. Bush for the long delays in bringing the case to trial, delays that may have led to the acquittals on 280 other charges.
The American case certainly shows that if you reduce your standards, create a place like Guantanamo Bay, don't bring people who can be prosecuted to justice reasonably quickly, then you're in trouble.
Gilani now faces at least 20 years in jail for his role in the bombings. And while Douglas Sidalo is satisfied with that, he's upset about something else. He's been fighting for compensation for himself and other victims of the attacks. And Sidalo is hoping President Obama will deliver.
I feel that they've not been doing justice to the survivors. They have only but been keen to get these people tortured, but they've not been keen to see that those who have suffered get the right compensation they deserve.
The issue of compensation will probably stay in the background. Yesterday's verdict is only likely to complicate the president's Guantanamo policy, including his long-delayed plan to close it down. For The World, I'm Laura Lynch in London.